Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, it's Mike. Today's show is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748 and find out how much you could be saving on life insurance. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
What are you doing? You're doing like the Larry King mouth.
Just being weird.
You throw me off when you start.
Body ravaged by medications.
Oh, no.
You are not an animal.
Here he is wheeling himself into the studio again for another show. Thank God it's in. Thank God it's in his own home. But Mike, someday it will be from a hospital bed.
Don't you think that every show that you do now is a blessing?
It
yes,
is.
Yes, Rob. When I open my peepers in the morning, Rob, I consider it a blessing.
Of
but that's another story. I'll get to that later. No.
Sure.
Just wanted to say at the front of the show, because I'll forget it if I don't mention it right now, a new pick-to-click movie star out there that I never noticed until I saw a clip from Conan last night, Evangeline Lilly. Never was aware of that lovely lass.
Gorgeous.
She of the Hobbit movies.
Mm. Yes.
And she's the elfin queen or princess
now,
or whatever.
Are her ears pointed in real life?
No, she was doing something to Conan and to Andy Richter where she was grabbing. Well, you know what's funny, Rob, is Rob, the motion that you were just simulating was the same, but she was grabbing their earlobes.
Oh, okay.
And you know,
she's from Lost.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I've always had fairly significant earlobes, and so I thought it was very attractive that she did that, and she was wearing this lovely kind of split gown with her beautiful legs showing, and
legs
then I went
and
back and I saw another clip of her, and then I watched some clips of her this morning. So
can
just a shout out to Evangeline Lilly.
Can we get a profile of you? Can you look over to your window? The window. Or but actually, it works both ways. Look, Oscar, his earlobes actually come out from under his headphones.
Oh. Yeah. Is that an erogenous zone
tuck
for you?
Tuck them in.
I have. Now this is really. I'm going to save this for spring.
Okay.
Because this is an entirely different show. Yeah.
But you know what? You just did like a RuPaul thing. You just tucked your earlobes in.
My earlobes are big enough to go under. I have massive ear. Look.
They are huge. Wow.
Oh man, you could wear so many fine-looking earrings.
They're huge. They're huge.
They're beautiful.
Carla jokes about them all the time. I have massive Dumbo earlobes. But you know what? I digress because it's time.
Well, that's
ladies
about you.
And gentlemen, for the mailbag, because it's not all about me. It's airliner where the vice president gets fired because she yelled at a guy that got fired on Korean Air. All about you. I read everything.
I read that story. Nothing gets past those ears.
So Korean airliner jet on the tarmac, getting ready to take off. Vice president, daughter of the CEO of Korean Air, sitting in the front of the plane, does not get her macadamia nuts served on a plate.
Right.
Instead, they are served to her in a bag. She requests that the head flight attendant be fired and kicked off the plane, and she demands that the plane go back to the gate.
Yes.
To kick this person off
man.
The plane. And then, a big S-storm ensued after that, and this lady ended up having to resign. But now they're saying because she's family that it might not really be a resignation. She might not actually. Yeah.
Payoff.
So what do you think of that? But anyway.
Quality control is what I call that.
But it's time for our mailbag. Let's start with our birthdays. Daphne Murphy is 32 today. She lives in D.C. She loves everything that we do, and she says, happy holidays.
Ho, ho, ho.
Daffy, happy birthday.
That's wonderful. Amazingly, despite his boyish face, Tab Patterson turns 50.
Whoa.
Can you believe that?
Is he still? And Tab's still thin, right? He's still keeping the weight off?
Yeah, absolutely.
Tab turns 50 on December 13th. Since he shares that birthday with Charlie, is that Charlie's birthday?
It is. Do you know how old Charlie is?
How old is Charlie?
He will be on the 13th.
How old will he be?
He'll be 74. Charlie Stein Stavlight, born December 13th, 1940.
Nice.
Well, Tab Patterson shares the birthday with Charlie. Could Charlie please talk up Him by Rupert Holmes for Tab Patterson? All right.
Is Charlie around? Go.
Yeah, hold on. Charlie, come on in here, please. Here he comes. Very good.
Hi, Charlie.
Hello, Rob.
You ready to talk it up?
Yeah, sure. I love talking up records for Tab. I like Tab. Tab's a nice man.
Wait till after the jingle, Charlie.
Okay. Ready to go. Yeah.
The best music.
All right.
WMS.
All right. Hey, everybody. It's the Charlie Stewaring Stabilax Show. How y'all doing today? Happy birthday going out to Tab Patterson. He's a good guy. And he's going to be 50. Here's Rupert Holmes and him for all of you people that love it. A WAVA, the station that employs people like me.
Oh, I love that.
That's good, Charlie.
Made
good
my day.
That's a crap intro, though. Why him by Rupert Holmes?
Because it's a song that he always laughs at because it's so bad.
Oh, thank you. Okay, yeah. Because the intro's bad, too.
Everything about it's bad.
Not because it's bad, because it's good for him.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you
right.
know, could you see him yeah. there? Listening sure. to his toads, that in yeah. the background, hanging out.
You see, the thing about it is this is, Tab and I had a conversation once. This is a song that always showed up on KTEL LPs because right. it was notorious for the second biggest hit that an artist ever had.
For him, oh, him, God. What's she gonna do about
they,
it?
They love it.
It's horrible.
Horrible. It is really Absolutely. Bad. Really. One of the all-time horrible songs
Which
in the
makes
history.
It makes it so great because it is so bad.
And for anybody that ever did adult contemporary radio like I did back in the day, I will tell you something. That is truly one of the overplayed records on adult contemporary. Him and sure. him and Kenny Nolan.
Oh,
here's Kenny Nolan on WOHF.
I like yes, dreaming.
Right, exactly. All right, moving right along. Amanda Balomo.
Oh.
Wow, Amanda Balomo. That's awesome. Hold on a second. Let me turn that on. There we go.
Ah. Yeah.
Start that again. Amanda Balomo. She has a boyfriend named Tommy with an I, but since she didn't provide his last name, let's call her Amanda. Oh, Rob, that was
you
nice.
You jerk.
Anyway, he's a bartender, and it's his birthday, and she calls him Monkey. What a lucky guy.
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
I bet he kills himself in the next 8 months.
Happy birthday, wow. Monkey.
Hey,
Monkey.
Happy birthday to Beth Atkins from her biological mother, Robin Kale, one-time guest on this show. I think I remember those.
You remember them? They actually connected through the show.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, cool.
A 2015 bonus package has been purchased for her. Yay for moms. That's good. Thank you very much. We appreciate that, Mom. Tom Adams is officially 56 as of yesterday. Happy birthday, old timer. Is that what you're going to call me in June?
Yeah,
old-timer.
I will. I like
style. No, right now you're double nickels.
Double nickels, and I go from double nickels to old timer.
Old timer.
And Hawkeye fan Ryan Horney.
Hey, Ryan.
He turns 33 on Saturday. He is not getting as much ass as the Iowa football team, allegedly. Thank you.
Attaboy, Ryan.
That's wonderful. Let me see. All right, let's get to the letters. First, gifts from Sean Garrett. Of Telluride, Colorado.
Gifts. Gift yes. Corner?
Yeah, Gift Corner.
Look at this.
He says, wishing the TMOS crew a great Christmas from the biggest fan in Southwest Colorado. I recently went overland from Armenia to Germany
Ooh.
And had hours of your show to keep me company on boats, trains, buses, and while hitchhiking.
Wow, Armenian hitchhikers, Mike. Jeez.
I went to Bremen to get Rob this T-shirt. Okay, so he got you a T-shirt.
It's a Beck's T-shirt. How
Look
very
at
cool,
that.
Huh?
And he got it from Bremen, huh?
Yeah, he actually went to the brewery.
That's totally cool.
Yeah.
Why don't you try it on?
Read on, and I'll tell you why.
Europeans like to keep it tight, so XL was the biggest they had. Sorry. Could you fit into that?
No. Mike, if I were to put this shirt on...
Could you stretch into it without ripping it?
If I were to put it on, it would become transparent.
Could it fit
Sorry.
Over your head?
It could fit over my head. Yeah.
So that's your gift. And thank you guys from... for the daily shows.
All right,
you
know what? I will consign that. Would you ever wear that, Oscar?
Absolutely.
And also, he has sent along a Beck's lanyard and a Beck's bottle opener.
Oh, that is so sweet. That is so
wonderful.
Appreciate
it. Next letter says, please wish my wonderful wife, Wynn McCann, a happy birthday. Wynn.
Hey, it's a big win.
Wynn.
Stick with a winner, win with a sticker. A happy birthday. She celebrated on December 8th. We are both great fans and supporters of TMOS, as evidenced by our new Sleep Number bed, Amazon Prime account, and Cameron Hughes wine. Let's give them a round of applause
Yay.
For that.
Here, here.
I even just purchased a Harry's shaving kit despite my full beard.
This is a good guy.
That's from Joe McCann. P.S. I absolutely love the TMOS app. Hey, there you go, Oscar. Thanks, Mike, Woo! Rob, and Oscar for great entertainment throughout the year. Well, thank you for listening, and thanks for the nice letter. We appreciate that. The next letter, creepiest letter of the week. Here we go.
Almost didn't include this, Mike, but I felt it's important to shed some light on the creeps.
Here we go. It says, greetings, gentlemen. I found the podcast about 2 years ago after being a longtime listener on WJFK. I turned my youngest daughter onto the show, and now she loves it just like her dad. She turned 14 this week, and it would make a young girl very happy if she heard her name on the podcast. Could you please wish Julia Fork a happy birthday? Stick a fork in. No.
Hey!
Julia Fork. And please don't tell her to... No, I won't tell her to that. She is not allowed to do that. Oh, now that's creepy.
See, I told you, right?
That's creepy.
I told you.
All right, that whole sentence is being edited, and I started with Julia Fork. Thanks, guys. Julia's loving father, Les Fork.
Hey, Mike, more music and less fork.
More music, less fork. Knife.
Can I balance out the creepiness by saying thanks to Matt Seal, Matt Preisner, no last name, Julian and Adam, and the Riddells, who all went to Vistaprint and sent the show Christmas cards.
Hey, can we start putting up a behind you on the wall?
Yes, absolutely.
That would be fun, right?
Cool. So
we should do that for you before.
Yes.
That is
send us your holiday
right.
cards. Again, just so maybe he can just play her this. Happy birthday, Julia.
Yeah, Julia.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday to Julia Fork.
Yes.
Your dad loves you a lot, and we hope you have a wonderful birthday. Brett Sheen writes, please send your best wishes to Kurt Jordan for a speedy recovery from his bowel surgery last Monday. He's in Sacramento. Kurt now has a new nickname, Semicolon.
Okay.
Yes.
That's creepy, but not as creepy as the previous one.
I can relate. Anyway, Mike, Rob, and Oscar, greetings from Washington State. Imagine my surprise when I heard Mike read the letter that my asshat brother, Jeff Cole from Seattle, wrote that included me in a failed attempt to acquire one of Rob's famous fruitcakes for $100. I want no part of this. Yes, I am acutely aware of Rob's proclaimed fruitcake prowess. Warranted, perhaps. I don't know, and I don't care. I have yet to enjoy even a single bite of what we call double dump bread, a.k.a. fruitcake. Though I have seen my dog eat it between mouthfuls of grass and licking himself.
Thank you, kindly.
Should you still happen to be reading this, I would simply like to thank all of you for sharing yourselves with us over the years. In 1996, I stumbled upon a one-of-a-kind radio show wedged amongst volumes of conservative talk on our local AM stations and have been a devoted fan of every incarnation since, along with my a-hole brother.
Nah.
As we say in my family, TMOS makes the bad times good and the good times even better. Thanks, guys, from Brian Cole in Moses Lake, Washington, near Spokane. That is wonderful.
Woo!
Thank you very much. We have another letter here. Hi, guys. I have two movie questions. First, what movie is it that you've played the audio from where the man says, you cut the turkey without me?
I think Oscar should answer this.
Okay, Oscar, do you know the answer to that?
It's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
No, you are incorrect. That is not correct. The movie is called Avalon.
Yes.
It is a Robert Zemeckis movie, I believe.
It's part of the diner.
Barry Levinson.
Barry Levinson.
It's part of the diner.
Yeah,
Avalon.
Yeah.
So
Baltimore
I was wrong.
It's
Barry Levinson, and it's called Avalon, if you want to
look for it. It's excellent. Very good movie.
Second, the movie where the guy says, my Mercedes! What is that, the Four Seasons?
It's the Four Seasons with Jack Weston and Alan Alda.
Yeah. Yes, the Four Seasons with Carol Burnett, Alan Alda, Jack Weston,
Ginger Lynn,
Rita Moreno.
Oh, she's an EGOT winner, you know.
The first time we saw that movie was in Maine as a group.
No, different movie.
What movie is he talking about?
He's talking about the Albert Brooks movie, Lost in America.
Lost in America.
But you were close.
He wasn't even paying attention.
Yeah. That's, you know, Mike, the Four Seasons. Don't you remember the Four Seasons when
My Mercedes!
Where Luke Skywalker blows up the Death Star?
Next letter. Dear sirs, I would like to tell you all how much my wife and I enjoy the magnificence that is TMOS. However, I must be truthful and tell you all that she hated the previous incarnations of the show.
Thank you.
Perhaps.
Strong words.
Rob, we don't applaud that. That's not fair.
Okay.
Perhaps it was because I forced her to listen. Well, boys, something clicked for her 5 years ago with the premiere of the TMOS podcast, and now she is as hooked as I am. We share our love of TMOS with all of our friends as often as possible. That's a good listen.
I like
that's the best way to do it. I would like to close out by wishing my lovely wife a happy 17th wedding anniversary on December 13th and a happy 39th birthday on December 15th. They've been married for their whole lives.
Yay.
So cool.
That's wonderful.
So cool.
She would be overjoyed beyond belief if you guys would give her a great big Roll Tide. And did we ever get her name?
It's Mrs. Dale Roberts.
Folks, God. I have to tell you.
We really
that was
don't
a
ask
great
a lot.
Letter. We don't ask a lot, but please, if you want a greeting for your lady, give us at least a first name, please. Dale.
Come on, Dale.
Roll Tide for Mrs. Roberts.
Roll
from Mobile, Alabama.
Mrs. Roberts. It sounds like a horrible old movie.
Next letter. Hi, guys. It was a great Thanksgiving. Lots of awesome family time. And incidentally, if you're wondering why the mailbag is long, well, it's that time of year. People send us a lot of letters.
It is.
It was a great Thanksgiving. Lots of awesome family time. And lots of my fabulous sister talking about how she bought a $200 bottle of wine and how wonderful it was going to be and how expensive it was. Then my mother put out the 6 bottles of Cameron Hughes wine that I had sent a week before I arrived. They were great. So much better than the overpriced swill my sister bought.
Yes.
Just saying. Just saying is that you might as well say F you.
Exactly.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Thanks for the funny. That is a funny letter. Thanks for the great sponsors. And thanks for keeping my mom in a happy mood. That's from Leah from the Woodlands, Texas. And
awesome.
We appreciate that. Got another one here. Dear TMOS, I'm shamelessly using the birth of my second child, Emily Rose Delgado, to send along a long overdue thank you to everyone on the show. I'm one of the many people who have been helped through some of my darkest times by TMOS. 2 years ago, my wife Kylie gave birth to our son. He was born with a serious kidney issue. He underwent 2 surgeries, the first of which was when he was 7 weeks old.
Wow.
But my wife was going through much worse. 6 days after giving birth, my wife was diagnosed with a life-threatening condition as a result of delivery. Through it all, there was TMOS on my earphones. Your show gave me a break. Eventually, you made it okay to laugh. Often, you were so funny that I couldn't even stop myself. That same March was the first live show at the State Theater. After the show, I waited to meet Mike. I thanked you while trying not to make it all about myself on a big night for your show. Mike, you spent time asking about my wife and son. We talked, and I could tell that you really cared. That stayed with me as I took the show through it all. It's no mistake people say this over and over again. Mike, Rob, and Oscar, you are there in the darkest times because part of what listeners get is that you actually care. Congratulations on your anniversary. So much baby stuff has been brought through the Amazon link on your site. Here's to all the back-to-school stuff to be bought in the years to come. Aww. And the show's continued success, Roy Delgado. That got me a little verklempt, Roy.
It's a good letter, though, man.
That's always the kind.
Two healthy kids, wife doing well. Yeah, love it.
That's terrific. Yeah, good stuff. Sure. Hello to everyone at TMOS. You know what I was just thinking? I was thinking, what a great Christmas gift the book Open Mic from Corporate Radio New Media would be. I bought it over the summer and thought it was a great read. It would be even more special if you purchased this thoughtful gift through the TMOS Amazon link, like I do all my purchases. Okay, now that I'm sure my letter will be read on air, let me say...
That is brilliant. Brilliant.
Let me say that I have been a fan of Mike since his days on WAMU-AM.
Wow, yeah.
Oh, my God, when I used to listen to him through my toaster. Oh, my God, WAMU-AM is our carrier current American University station. Now I enjoy the podcast on my long commutes from work. Oh, my God, I know who this is.
Yep.
Oh, it's a buddy. I hope that everyone at TMOS has a very happy holiday season. And my wish for the new year is that Mike doesn't have to have a large portion of his lower intestines replaced by PVC pipe. He's one of the funniest guys you'll ever know. Merry Christmas and continued success, guys. Yours, etc. Alan Wenzel, American University, class of 81.
Yeah.
He was part of the AU, WAMU family and
That's
a
awesome.
Punk rocker. I remember that. I believe Alan hung out with Neil Augenstein a lot.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, he knew all of us. He knows Tony Perkins, the whole gang. That's terrific. Let's send Alan a fruitcake, shall we, Rob?
You got it, my man.
Dundee.
My old guy there. Oh, that's fair. To Alan, that was a great letter. Now, Rob, start the show, you hump!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, young lady, what's your name?
Susan Walker. What's yours?
Mine? Chris Kringle. I'm Santa Claus. Oh, you don't believe that, do you?
Mm-mm. You see, my mother's Mrs. Walker, the lady who hired you.
Oh. What would you like me to bring you for Christmas?
Nothing, thank you.
Oh, come now, you must want something.
Whatever I want, my mother will get for me. If it's sensible and doesn't cost too much, of course.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Shellhammer.
I've made the martinis triple strength, and she feels wonderful. Here, I bet.
Welcome. Hello? Hello?
No. Oh, dear.
Thank you, darling. Hello?
No, dear.
Oh, darling, how silly of me. Hello? Why, we'd love to have Santa Claus come and stay with us. I think it would be simply charming.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Fiverr Studios and heard worldwide, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 26 million downloads heard daily at MikeO'MaraShow.com and exclusively over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the heartland. Go Hawks, everybody!
Mike, this is something of a local boy. He's from Olney, Maryland. Freshman linebacker number 45. You know him. You love him. Eric Grimm.
Eric Grimm. Olney, also known as the O-Town, because he gives the big O out to all his ladies.
Wow.
Allegedly. Because he gets laid all the time.
Allegedly.
Yeah, it's amazing there. Well, the Mike O'Mara Show is a daily podcast and radio show with the greatest listeners on the planet. Why?
How come, Mike?
Because they get it. Our show today brought to you by Sleep Number. Are you all caught up with your Christmas shopping? Are you? Don't forget about your gift. Give yourself a gift you'll love for years to come. It's the gift of a better night's sleep on a Sleep Number bed. Now all new Sleep Number beds are available with Sleep IQ technology. It's the coolest. There's nothing to wear, nothing to turn on. I just sleep, and every morning it tells me what affects my sleep and how I can sleep my best. I love my Sleep Number bed. My mom loves hers, and you will love yours. My Sleep Number setting is an 80. Carla's is an 85. See why Sleep Number was named Best of 2014 by a leading consumer magazine. Hurry in before Monday and save $600 on the number one rated Sleep Number i8 bed. It's the lowest price ever. You can know better sleep. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. You can find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Again, that number is 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
They should yell that, right?
Now, I can't start my whole little spiel here, and you guys have to talk amongst yourselves. Okay. You know what I forgot to do today?
What's that?
In my depleted condition, yes. I forgot to download all of the commercials, and that's what I have to do now.
Oh, you are a shell of a man. And you
just Rob, deal with it for a second. Rob, I'll be talking to you, but I'm not going to be paying attention. This.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's your sign?
My sign?
Yes.
Like my astrological sign? I'm feces. No, I'm only kidding, of course. Pisces. Of the water.
That, you know, I don't know why I never knew that. That's strange.
What is yours?
So Pisces. My sister's a Pisces, and I'm an Aries.
Okay,
right?
Now what is Aries is that? What is the thing that symbolizes Aries?
The ram.
The ram.
So you're the fish.
Yeah, I'm the fish, as you can smell. But Aries, the ram, that means you are what? Forceful?
Have you ever read
like what you're supposed to be and whether or not you're that?
My sister's really into that.
Yeah,
but I would say that. There is a reason why, one, on the air, I think we have, you know, good chemistry because we have conflict.
Exactly.
But
I've never noticed
that. But a Pisces and an Aries have conflict.
Always.
Yes.
Yeah.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Pisces and an Aries have conflict?
Yes.
Is that the way
like,
that
you probably shouldn't be dating a Pisces.
Well, have you ever paid
attention to the astrological stuff?
Well,
are
I got
into
it because my sister was just talking. She called me yesterday, last night. There's a heavy pressure for marriage these days, Mike, from the homestead where
you and Shannon
everybody keeps on asking me, and I said, look, I actually told this to my mom 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And I said,
get off my back, you crazy broad.
Show me a man that wants to get married.
Mommy, I cannot get married, mommy. I don't want to get married yet.
I don't think there's a man out there that says, oh, I can't wait to get married. They usually get backed up into a wall or they get pressured into it, right?
I don't know.
Well, it depends.
I decided. I mean, it hit. I can tell you exactly where I was when I knew it was time to get married.
The elevator at WJFK?
No. That was when I first kissed her, you know. That's classy, by the way. Pure class. I'm so sorry. So sorry that place is no longer available to me that I could go and do more classy things. Mm-hmm. But do you know where the International Association of Fire Chiefs is on Route 50?
Oh, absolutely no.
Well, oh, it's where I used to do all my Christmas shopping.
Yes, of course. I still have all the buttons, Mike. Mm-hmm. I was at the stoplight there, and it hit me. It was weird. It's just like, you know what? You got to get married.
Wow.
It like hit me like a brick.
Damn.
And I said,
it's
okay,
time
put
for
this
Oscar.
Emotion.
Is it not? It is.
I don't
time.
Think it is.
I don't know. He has to consult with his sister, Jacqueline Stallone Zabios.
Yeah. well, the funny thing is that Shannon is a Pisces.
Is she?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so there may, if you believe that sort
well,
of
my
stuff.
Sister, she was rapping him. She goes, you know, usually Pisces and Aries don't get along. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. What's your point here, lady? And she said, well, you know, mom's been telling me she's been giving you a little pressure about getting married.
Right. How does she pressure you?
We were at Thanksgiving dinner, and my mom said...
Oh, that's big guns, man.
We have this tradition where we go around being thankful. We say what we're thankful for and thanking everybody at the table for their support over the year.
Right.
And it was my mom's turn, and she had a little too much Cameron Hughes, and she said to Shannon, I can't wait till you're 100% part of this family. Which, I mean, that's basically...
That you can't put it any more plainly on.
Clearly, I get that.
And you know what? That was... she's fighting with the big guns, and she does it on a holiday in front of everybody.
Gave my mom the stink eye quickly.
Sure.
And then we had
did you get you gave your mom the stink eye, or did Shannon give your mom the stink eye?
Shannon was... everybody was staring at my mom crying, and I was staring at my mom giving her the stink eye. So nobody saw me do it.
So they were crying because it was such a happy time.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. And then I took my mom to the side for a quick pep talk after dinner. I said, look, lady, I know you got a lot going on, some free time.
Is anyone buying this
Oscar,
that he's
Oscar,
ever called his mom lady?
Could you explain the fear of commitment to us?
Yes.
What is the fear?
What's the
rush? Fear? Because you've been in rather tumultuous relationships before.
Heated.
And,
yeah, heated.
You know, and
passionate people.
You are.
How many years has it been with this young lady?
I think almost three. I think almost two. Shannon says almost three.
I believe it's almost
three. That is a huge discrepancy.
Well, that's what I'm saying, right?
Almost three. You know, and you can always have the long engagement. You can always break off an engagement.
Oh, F that.
Are you going to be one of these people that gets engaged and that gets married the next week?
Mike, I'm going to be one of these people that wants to get married when I want to get married. That's
here.
What I want to
that's
do.
That's right.
Can
that's
you give our listening audience attitude. That is very, very curious, could you give our listening audience a ballpark?
I go by science. Shannon will be 28. Her womb will be good until probably a solid 34.
I swear to God, I just retasted breakfast.
And then,
I know it's so disgusting.
Science tells me I got told she's 34, right?
Right.
But will a woman's love last that long? Will she be that patient?
If
who
you
knows?
Really, Oscar,
only time will tell.
If you want to quote science, I think you gotta keep in fact not so much her womb, but
and
your forehead is not getting any smaller.
Let's remember Sheryl Crow. Sheryl Crow had a baby when she was 40. Right?
Right.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman just today on the Today Show was talking about having a baby at 46.
What's the rush? And I have my hero, Mike O'Mara, having babies when he's double nickels.
Oh, that was the hugest deflection of them all.
Look how happy this man is.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Oh, and happy and healthy.
Yeah, and it's reflected. Yeah. It's reflected with his health.
Yeah, terrific. Well, on that note, we're going to take a break because I have to come back and tell you about my official meltdown in the doctor's office yesterday. Yes, once again, my tummy troubles have reared their ugly head, but I'm okay. Everything's going
to
be just fine.
Hey, it just
but I did have to
me.
Make a regular, it was not a scheduled trip to my tummy doctor yesterday, but it was a trip where I walked in without an appointment. Oh, my God, were they pissed at me. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ah, the holidays. Fun time, family time, Santa time. Oh, I'm going to stop talking like Orson Welles. It's Hanukkah time, Kwanzaa time, and a great time to take some time to subscribe to your 2015 TMOS bonus package. That's right. Ah, the French. Yes, folks, you can grab all of next year's great bonus content right now. Subscribe for a full year and you'll get full access to all of the 2015 bonus content, on-demand video access to every bonus show, plus access to the entire bonus show anthology at over 25% savings. It's the most bang for your TMOS entertainment buck. All the info is waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Just click the banner marked TMOS bonus packages, you bonehead. They make a great gift, even as a gift for yourself. The best kind of gift ever. The Mike O'Mara Show bonus packages. So get them and get ready to laugh all year long.
Boy, it makes me sweat, that promo. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Want to welcome back Sherry's Berries,
yay!
Everybody.
Yay!
Oh, man. man, do we love our Sherry's Berries. You will, too. I love the holidays, but I hate the holiday hassles. I think everybody does.
Sure.
Long lines, crowded malls, wrapping gifts, all that garbage. Don't get your tinsel in a tangle.
That's right, Mike.
All you need is Sherry's Berries, holiday shopping perfection. And when I say Sherry's, remember the spelling, S-H-A-R-I-S.
That's right.
Sherry's Berries. Send giant, delicious dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries for only $19.99. These are no-lose gifts. They never fail.
The best.
Everybody loves them, and it is more than a 40% savings at $19.99. Plus, for our listeners, you can doppel the berries. That's right, double them for just $10 more.
It's called doppelberries, Mike. Yes.
Doppelberries. Just remember the code TMOS. They are amazing, juicy strawberries dipped in white milk and dark chocolatey goodness, decorated with nuts, chocolate chips, and the ever-popular
decorative swizzle.
Decorative swizzle.
We've had them, we love them, we fight over them. There's only one way to get this amazing $19.99 Sherry's Berries offer. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the mic in the top right-hand corner. You hopefully know how to do that by now. And type in TMOS, the perfect gift without the hassle. Remember, berries.com. Click the microphone and put in TMOS. And enjoy your berries for $19.99. Lots of great offers.
It's
through
best,
this
man.
Show, baby.
Oh, so yeah. Great, baby.
All right. Okay. So yesterday I came into the show and I was fine, but I don't think I was 100%. I maybe made a veiled reference.
You said
to
you
it.
Had a rough morning.
I had a rough morning, and then we just went on with the show, and I didn't really talk much about that. Got done doing the show. Went over to my little spot on my yellow couch, sat down, and was on my computer and fell asleep.
Now, when you
that
call
was
it,
telling me right there that I might not have been 100%.
Though you did do a great show full of energy
you
and
did.
Zeal.
Yeah.
Well, I have energy when the show's on normally, but you know, you guys can tell usually when I'm a little run down. I felt fine yesterday. As the day progressed, I felt less and less like myself. And you remember it was if you're just keeping track, I know. I hope people aren't getting burned out on these medical stories because it's just part of what I'm going through and I'm dealing with this. And the
they're
fact
all
is,
rooting for you.
But the fact is, yes, I'm a fighter.
Yes, and you'll not give
fighter.
In. You'll not give
so,
in.
A week
we've
ago,
learned so much about medicine.
Exactly. Yes.
A week ago, I go into the doctor's office and he said to me, I'm going to give you this antibiotic, and if everything's okay, your little infection on your side of your head
how's it doing,
clears
by the way?
Up, it's gone. It cleared up. And so I called
progress.
Him Monday.
Dormant.
I called him. Thanks for the apology. I call the applause. I called him. That's me, see, Freudian, making an apology for doing this again. Talking
no,
about
you're
illnesses.
Fine.
It's okay.
So I call. I said, he said, in the event that there are any issues, let me know. And you can come in Tuesday and I'll make room for you. And I said, okay, that's great. So I went along. I called him Monday, and I said, hey, the infection's cleared up, and it's not looking like I have any issues, so I probably won't be seeing him on Tuesday.
Okay.
So I did make that call. However, at 3:30 in the morning, I woke up and had about a 99.5 fever.
Oof.
That went up to about 100. Then it got down to about 97, 98, normal, right before the show. It popped up in the afternoon.
How were you taking your temperature?
I have this little, rectally, Rob, rectally. I have
it's
this little thing,
Mike.
the little one that I use for my kid. I got the one that you press up against your temple.
Oh, okay, cool. Very good.
So I'm going back, and the temperature is like jumping all around, and I'm feeling amazingly fatigued, and I also have the... which they worry about with me because I've had that problem before and they don't like that. It could be some other kind of infection.
Sure.
To make a long story short, as much as I don't want to do this, I said, I might as well go in. So I called the number for a half an hour. I call between 12 and 1. I later find out that they shut their phones off between noon and 1, which a lot of offices do because they have to have their lunch. So they shut down.
You mean
the
you were not even getting an answering service?
I got an answering machine that says call again.
So they just shut it down?
Yeah, that's
this
their
is a doctor's
service.
Office, right?
That's their answering
not
service.
Not an antique store. This is a doctor's
and
office.
And I will call this guy the tummy doctor because
the infectious disease doctor sounds too nasty.
so I say, F it. I'm going to go in there and just deal with this and see what the deal is, because I got a temperature and I don't like it and I don't like the way I'm feeling, and I'm just going to find out. And he said, if I have any issues, he has hours on Tuesday. He had told me he had hours on Tuesday and that he would be able to squeeze me in.
Sure.
And so on that hunch, I go. Well, I learned something. You don't do that in the hen-laden office.
Nah.
You do not go in and do that. Now, I walk up to the front desk. And I said, I don't have an appointment, but the doctor said that he would squeeze me in.
Dr. Tummy.
The tummy doctor said he would squeeze me in if I had any issues. And she said, okay, well, you just sit tight, and what's your name? And I gave her my name, and she said, okay, sit right over there. We'll be okay. So about 15 minutes goes by, and at the 15-minute mark, the door to the office opened.
Mm.
And through the door came this troll.
Oh,
of
no.
This round, elfin-like, wizened, fat, old, overworked, tired, a-hole woman. And I knew from across the room.
Yeah.
I knew that I was in trouble. I knew it. Her eyebrows already had the surprised look that they give you in these offices,
right.
Which is what?
Well, they're surprised that you require anything.
Of course, she's surprised. That's her look with all her patients.
Yes,
I know it is. That's the way she does. And so she's coming. I'm like, this will not be good. And she comes out and says, "What is the situation?" And I said, I gave her my history. I gave her my symptoms.
Right.
She said, "I'll be right back."
Mm.
And she said, "Do you have an appointment?" And that's the way she said it to. Do you have an appointment? Well, if you don't have an appointment, I said, the doctor told me a week ago that he was here on Tuesday and that he had hours on Tuesday and that he would fit me in if I have any issues. And, well,
I've got it.
This
I'm
is
here.
An issue.
Right.
This is an issue. And so she goes back, and a half an hour goes by.
Oh.
A half an hour. And I'm sitting here. But you know what? I'm prepared to spend the afternoon in there because I'm a walk-in, and
true enough,
they're dealing with other people, and I've got no problem at all.
If the doctor honors what he said, he really is doing you a favor.
Absolutely. Well, he's being terrific to
exactly.
do that, and I thought
exactly.
that was nice. And, you know, really, when you we can flash forward to the amount. Well, I'll tell you the whole story. So a half an hour goes by. She pops back in, and this time the eyebrows have actually gotten higher on her fat forehead, a little higher than they were before.
Wow.
And she's coming in, and she goes, I checked with the PAT. I don't know what the PAT is. That physician's assistant, therapist, whatever. PA, whatever.
I think it's an old Michael Jackson song.
Some initial name that they... I checked with the PAT. They say, based on your history, you should go down to the emergency room.
Mm. What?
At this point, I was taken aback, and I'm sure this
I
is
guess
what
so.
This... This is what this rhino's thing is. She can she handles people like this, and I'm sure she doesn't get anybody giving them grief. And at this point, I had to think very quickly, and I said, no, I'm not going to do that.
Mm.
And I looked at her, and suddenly there was like a...
Uh-oh. Oh, you...
This is where he hits me.
Yeah, you've challenged...
You're not going to do this, and
you've
I said,
challenged
no,
the
I'm,
lady from under the bridge.
I'm not... She's, excuse me? I said, I'm not going to the ER... For something I don't even know. I said, I was told to come here if I had any issues, and I'd like to see the doctor. And to be honest with you, if I go to the ER, I'd like to have a doctor tell me instead of you just palming me off to the ER because nobody in your office wants to deal with it. I didn't waste any time.
Yeah,
oh, that's
and,
great.
And she's like, well, I don't even know when the doctor would be able to see. I said, does he have hours today? She said, well, I'm not sure. I said, that's not true. You know that he has hours today because I know he has hours today. She said,
jeez.
Well, he isn't back yet. I said, well, what time is he seeing patients? She said, well, I said, you know that. She said, he starts seeing patients at 1 o'clock. It was, by the way, guys, it was 5 of 1.
Oh, man.
It was 5 of 1.
You know what you did? You stood your ground to a grizzly bear. Usually people run, but you have to stand and make yourself big and
right.
yell.
She, I've never done it in my life before. I have never, but I read online and I've read articles about how sometimes you have to be your own advocate. And
yes.
This, if there was no other time, this woman was telling me basically, we're not going to handle anything that you have. And I don't think I've got an emergency room situation.
No,
you're
going
to send me down to the ER, put needles in my... No, that's not happening. I'm not going to deal with that. So I stood my ground. And she said, well, 1 o'clock. I said, oh, so he's got... Well, he said he would be able to squeeze me in between other appointments. She didn't have anything to say. I got it. She had nothing to say. The doctor was going
to
be
that had to feel so great.
But she retreats back to the office. At that point, there was only one other woman in the office who was there with her husband, and the woman looked over at me and she said, "Way to go."
Solid.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And so you would think that was the end of it.
One would think.
At the office of broken dreams, but unfortunately, it was not. And I'll continue with this wonderful story about a wonderful office. I won't be giving names and I won't be giving locations, but I will tell you it sucked. We'll be right back with more. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Blinds.com. The holidays are here, and the best way to spruce up your home before guests arrive.
Like a tree.
Yes. It's Blinds.com, boys. Yes, I installed my own shutters in my own home. It's done. The project is over, and Mrs. O'Mara will be coming home to a perfectly shuttered home.
Nice.
It's beautiful.
With
a shut-in in it.
When you say shuttered, it's not like locked up for the storm. You just have the new shutters installed, and they look fantastic.
This is how easy installing my shutters, when I got the replacement shutters, because I measured incorrectly.
Right.
This is how easy it was. I didn't even have to look at the instruction manual, because they designed these in such a way with the pre-drilled holes that I was able to put it right in there, and zippy, zippy, zippy. I remember the instructions were easy to follow, but the process is so easy to follow that I didn't even look at it again. I was able to put them together, and I remembered, this is all stuff I don't do. I have to tell you something. Blinds.com gives you the simplest way of doing it yourself.
Yes.
Please take advantage of this, because they show you how to do all the installing, the measuring, all of it. Plus, their SureFit guarantee means that installation is always a snap. Blinds.com will even send you free samples, which they did to me, so the selection is easy. You can save big on custom window treatments this December at Blinds. Blinds.com. Upgrade your home at a price that would make Santa proud.
Spruce it up.
Blinds.com has 10 to 20% off top designers like Levalore and Norman, and tons of insulating shades to keep your heating bill lower than ever. Plus, free shipping on most orders and customer service that'll seriously make you smile. They love their job, and you'll love them right back at Blinds.com. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, so we're back in the office from hell. And one of the things I have noticed, and look, I know I'm speaking in generalizations here, and I know that there are nuances and good days and bad days in every medical office, but it has seemed to me, especially with more trips in the last year than I care to count going to these kind of offices, that you have, I'm sure, some in the middle, but by and large, you have two types of office. And I've noticed this. You have types of office where they approach their job with a smile and a pleasant greeting and treating you like you're a human being. And I will tell you this, that those offices, which to me outnumber the offices like I was in yesterday.
True.
Those offices, in just my humble opinion, seem to be happier places for the employees as well.
Mm-hmm.
It is the offices where you are not even acknowledged as a human being, where you are treated like a slab of meat, like a person so irrelevant that everything they do is a hassle for them and inconvenient for them and unpleasant for them.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, if they're treating human beings like that, you're going to make your patients miserable and you're going to make yourself miserable. Yeah. Well, they have a culture of that at this office. And I will be I've scheduled a call to the office manager where I will be detailing this to them today.
Good for you.
Excellent.
You know what I'm asking for? I'm not asking for, you know, bear hugs and hey, sweetie, and how are you? But you know what? To be honest with you, Rob and I have experienced a dental office that's like that, where they couldn't be more pleasant and nice
party.
And treat you like a human being, and they're happier because of it, too.
And they charge you full price.
What I'm asking for here is this much, a sliver of human compassion.
And you know what?
And yes.
It's not so much, it's not even that that's all you require. The fact remains you're following doctor's orders. This is a doctor's office. These people work for this doctor.
Right.
You did what the doctor told you to do, and they're trying to palm you off to the ER. It's the equivalent of waiting in line at the bank, and when you get up there, it says, next window, please.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They're just totally not.
Just a number.
You're just a number to them.
It's a number, and it's just not. And you know what? The bottom line that they have to remember, and they do, in this line of work, there are two ways you can go about it. And the best way to do it is to remember that the people that you're dealing with are probably having a worse day than you are.
Well, by the definition, you know what I mean? That you're going to a doctor's office, right. You're sick.
Exactly.
You're sick.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with dude when you're already not at 100%.
Yes.
Right. And so I, after she goes away, I sit there and enjoy the stress of waiting to see what I predicted would be what kind of C-block she's going to come out with this
right.
Because I thought she would be back. Because really, the way the mind works when they treat you like this is that they're the enemy and you are an adversary, and right. They're going to be trying to win the battle of you not getting back to see the doctor, which yeah. seemed to be her primary goal, was to make sure I didn't get out there. That's why I was dealt with a lot. Oh, by the way, did I mention that in the infectious disease office that I was in, as she walked back, she said, "Are you coughing or sneezing?" "No." She says, and she reached out, gave me a surgical mask and said, "Put this on anyway." Well, the situation I have is not airborne. It does not involve anything airborne. And I had the wonderful embarrassment of having everybody walk into that office watching me with a surgical mask. So that was the other indignity that I suffered at the hands of this troll hobbit bitch that was in there trying to deal with
you
this.
See, the way I would have handled that is if everyone looked at me and I had the surgical mask on, I would have said, "I'll see you as soon as I can."
Or are you throwing a dashiki that you just got there from West Africa?
Put her there, pal. Put her there.
Oh, by the way, they ask you that about 5 times. Okay. Have you been out? Have you traveled out of the country? They ask you that all the time.
It's okay to do Ebola stick now, right? We've passed.
Yeah, I think Ebola stick. You know, it's not right. In the news anymore. We can do it.
Time Magazine. Time Magazine named the Ebola caregivers the person of the year.
What a
home run! Home yeah. run for no. I don't think so. I think it was a good call. I think they went with what the people wanted.
They
should have
just gotten one person, though.
I know, but it's you know. The Time Magazine is all over the lot with that. They've got.
They should have gotten the guy who died that made this a big issue. Like, made it all about him.
No,
made it,
I disagree.
Made it one individual, the face of Ebola.
Well, I mean, that's what happened. We didn't care until that guy shimmied on over to the States.
I don't know. Yeah. Did they even look at Kendra Wilkinson?
She got skinny again, thank God.
So yeah. I'm waiting and I'm nervous because I think this lady's going to come out and she's going to give me all this crap. But she comes out and she says, "The doctor has said that he will squeeze you in between appointments." I said, "Ah, that's what was originally stated."
Wow, that's great.
She said, yes. And she said,
"Did
okay,
she look
so,
like she was surrendering at Appomattox
yeah,
when she said
she's not
that.
Happy at all. Not one bit happy." I said, "Well, I'm sorry we got off to the wrong foot, but I really think I need to be seen." He probably will end up telling me the same thing you are, but the fact is that I said, "So sorry we got off to the wrong foot." And the response was, in the great tradition of white trash crap people, that was what, and she walked back in. And so I sit out there. There was no explanation of what time I was going to see the doctor. There was the other unsmiling lady at the front desk, the girl with the greasy hair and the lunch tray next to her. She took my vital information, which said I was going to get back and see the doctor. And then another nurse came around the corner and said, "Have you been helped?" And I said, "Well, that's all relative. I don't know what time I'm going to see the doctor."
Can you define help? Yeah.
And she gets my information, and then she goes back. And probably about 15, 20 minutes later, I was called back by this other nurse. So this other nurse comes over, and I detect a slight tood that might have been a result of me with the other lady, or it might be the way she treats people all the time. But it's beginning to wear on me just a little bit.
Sure.
So she takes me out. She says, "Get on the scale, please. When it turns to zero, step on it." And so I get on the scale. I said, "Okay." He writes that down. She goes, "That 153. No. So she writes down the number in the scale. And she goes, and this is exactly what I heard from her. She goes, "Okay, your office is down the hall. Your office is down the hall." And she's gone. And
doesn't even take you to the examination room.
But apparently she was turning and walking down this maze of offices. And she did it so quickly. I looked right. I didn't know which direction she'd gone. And then I see her and she's all the way down at the end, standing at the door with her arms folded, looking at me. And
you know what happened is the fat nurse.
Yeah.
Coffee clashed with her and said, "This guy's a dick. Treat him as such."
Absolutely. Mm. Treat him as a dick.
Yep.
So I go in and she says, "All right, your name, date of birth. Have you been in and out of the country in 20 months? All right. Thank you. All right." And she just walks out the door. Now, normally they take vitals and they're taking temperature and all that. And she's gone. And I didn't know what was going on. Well, she rolls back in, and she's chewing gum, which is always just a
really nice thing.
Oh, yeah. She was chewing gum.
Oh, not acceptable.
She was chewing gum the whole time. And she starts taking my information, and I said, yep, yeah, I was in here last week. You probably remember I was the one that had the little thing on the side of my head here. You were the one that actually took my vitals last time. She's like, I have a lot of patients, sir. Chewing the gum. And I couldn't help it. Yeah. I couldn't help it.
Now,
this is really when I should go the other way. And I said, well, you have a lot of attitude, too.
Yeah, you did.
Finally.
Yeah.
Yeah, he told her. Said, did you shove her?
And
tell me you shoved her.
No, she was across the room. I couldn't shove her. And at this point, she says, oh, you don't need to be rude, sir. I said, well, your attitude and everybody's attitude in this office seems to be the same way. And it's just getting a little bit frustrating. Well, it's still no need to be. Still no need to be rude, sir. And then it was silence after that. And I was just sitting there fuming. After that, oddly enough, she took my blood pressure, which was 130 over 80.
There you
go. I'm surprised it wasn't 250 over 5,000.
Yeah. Because I was that pissed off. Probably your resting blood pressure is like 60 over 20 because it should have been elevated after all that crap.
He's probably learned how to control that rage.
Yes.
Like Bruce Banner.
Well, I'll tell you, I didn't control yesterday. And, and it was just like, I just wanted them to know. And I just was so totally exasperated by being treated like S by everybody in that office. First of all, even the people that don't treat you like S, they certainly don't smile at you. They don't have anything pleasant to say. And it's customer service, for God's sake. At least be pleasant. These are people that have a lot worse situations than I do that are going into this office. So be decent. Be a human being.
And you know, Mike, we are similar in one way, and I've been with you in enough situations like this. You at least lead with a pleasant demeanor in expectations of getting it back. You never go in with an attitude. Anytime I deal with anyone in a service industry, I try to be friendly. I try if they have a name tag, I use their name. And you know what? You get it back in spades.
You usually do.
Yeah.
You usually do. But there was a the only thing I can think is there a chance that I violated the cardinal rule of not going through their gauntlet scheduling and appointment making.
You followed doctor's orders, but what you did violate is the fact that this lady likes her day to be without wrinkle or incident or anything that
strays
from the norm.
And I was an added patient. I was making their day longer.
God forbid.
Oh, by the way,
a patient comes into a doctor's office.
I was making their day longer by tops 10 minutes.
If that. If he squeezes you in, you don't add any length to the day at all.
Oh, the doctor time was 5 to 7 minutes.
Wow.
Whoa.
So he finally comes in. I said, sorry that I was difficult with your staff, but they've got an attitude. He said, yes, I understand, yes. And he said, oh, by the way, the antibiotic you're on, stop taking that. That has side effects that probably spiked your fever and caused all the other issues. So I'm going to take you off that. Wait a couple of days. If you still have an issue, let me know and do this test, but otherwise you're going to be fine. And it was 5 minutes, and I was out the door. If Trolley Hump Bitch was the one that I listened to.
You got her name.
I would still have been waiting in an emergency room where I would have had to be admitted. How much does that cost the medical system?
Thousands of dollars.
When Miss Fat Arms, when Miss Gelatinous Jelly Belly Arms decides that she's going to make me go to the ER. So I checked out and she said, okay, I said, the doctor said to call in 2 days. Is there a good time to call? I said, I called between noon and 1 and nobody answered. Well, our service takes the calls between noon and 1. And no good time to call, bad time. Oh, and then the answer I finally got was, there really is no particularly good time to call.
Wow.
So that's the wizened, that is the wizened, horrible C that works at the other side of the office.
Taking the most
every
possible
one of them in there, every single one that I saw, there wasn't a pleasant woman in the entire office.
It was the most open-ended, pleasant, can I help you guys help me question of all time.
Help me.
Is a good time to call? And she replies with, there is no good time.
Well, because I've called this office on multiple occasions, and it has been an S show to try to call and try to get through there because it was and I finally said, oh, okay, well, you might want to tell your patients that your phones aren't being answered between noon and 1. She said, we have a service. I said, no, you don't have a service. You have an answering machine that says call back again. And that's exactly what it does.
Wow.
It says call back again.
Call later.
So in other words, if you call at 12:01,
yes,
12:15, 12:30, 12:45, and 12:50, you're going to get a machine that tells you to call back until they start answering the phones after they're done with their number one priority, which is lunch.
But, Mike, they're not done.
Which is what they care about.
Because, as you said, the lady at the front desk still had lunch by her when you got there.
Yeah, well, the office strewn with the smell of whatever the lunch item is and the empty Tupperware containers that were there. And I left
Marsala.
Feeling satisfied because the doctor, quite pleasant at the end of the day. This guy knows who I am.
He's
got
to deal with the gauntlet of hens.
Well, first of all,
he's got to be efficient.
To the best of my knowledge, the woman who forgot me, that took the vital information, who said she sees lots of patients.
Yeah.
She sees lots of patients, but I believe the doctors do as well.
Yes.
Both in the hospital and in their regular practice. And his first words to me, the last time I stopped by and said him was, "How was your Reno show?"
That's
what he said. Yeah, that's what he said. So, you get the good and the bad, but at the same time, he could be the greatest doctor in the world. I'm going to do everything in my power never to go back to that environment again. It was that horrible.
That's tough, man.
I really applaud the fact that
you fought your way through it.
You not only that, and you know what? You have the luxury of coming on and bitching, and you feel better, I'm sure, now that you've talked about it. But if you really do follow through with the office manager and explain in calm terms what an utter cluster that was, you've got to follow through, because otherwise it's just going to keep being like that.
Well, here's the thing.
Nice Yelp review.
And the thing is, a lot of this stuff is subjective.
Back to lunch.
The Yelp review. a lot of it is attitudinal.
Sure.
And so it's very subjective, and it's cultural. And all it requires is a level of civility that goes beyond just being, what's your name, what's your date of birth.
Yeah.
It's a hello. It's a how are you? How are you doing today? It doesn't take that much more.
No.
And I'm sure they're tired of doing that, because sometimes when they ask that question, they probably get long answers from elderly people that are probably going through an S storm themselves. And I understand that probably can get a little tedious.
Yeah, then get another
job. Well,
what
I say to that? Seriously, tough people, deal with that.
Yeah.
Deal with that.
Move to a younger town.
Exactly. Move to a younger town. You're right, Oscar Santana. Or move to a neighborhood where you have drunk neighbors like Rob Spiewak.
Yeah.
You can actually see your drunken neighbors causing all sorts of trouble, which Rob wanted to talk about today, because Rob's got his grievance list.
Well,
today,
I do. This was the kind of situation where you want to crawl inside your own hoodie and hide. I didn't want to have to put up Christmas lights this weekend because it was cold and it was wet, but
it was getting late.
It was the time to do it. So I get out my outside lights, and I don't do anything elaborate, but I got a box of lights and I test them, and like always, a third of them don't work.
Man.
And so I had to go to Target and battle all that to get the replacement lights. And by the time I get home, it's about 4 o'clock. It's starting to get dark, and I've got to get this done because it's the time to put the lights up outside.
That says all you need to know, though. 4 o'clock,
that's
starting to get
worst.
Yep, and
that's
damp,
the depression of winter right there.
Damp and dark and gross.
Yeah. And it was
dank.
It was cold.
It
on
was
Saturday.
Cold. It was cold. And then, Mike, the only
must
way
be terrible.
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah, freezing.
It was pretty cool down there.
Sorry, but hey, it was 48 this morning. 48 this morning.
I had the way to make this even better is that, as you know, I live in a townhouse, and across the street and over two is Gladys Kravitz's house. And at the very moment I start putting up lights, Mr. Kravitz comes out and starts putting up lights and starts talking with me across the street. He says, "About half my lights were out this year." He said, "Yeah, I had to replace some too." He says, "They don't last." I'm like, "Ha, you're so goddamn folksy." Yes, that's right. They don't last.
Now, you despise these neighbors, correct?
You know what? I put up with the husband, but I hate the wife.
Where's the drunk come in?
It's coming up now, because what happened is when he started to put up the lights, he pulls in and he is blasting Eric Clapton, Crossroads, so loud in his car, I can dance on my porch. So obviously he's either rocking out or having himself a day. He gets out, goes to the top of his steps to start with the lights, and out comes the wife. And she says, "Did you get it?" And he says, "I just stood in line 45 minutes at Walmart to get your lights, and I'm going to put them up." She says, "But you didn't buy any wine?"
Is
loud enough that it's echoing off the houses across the way.
This is
and
embarrassing.
I do not want to be a part of it. Now, keep in mind, I've already engaged him in conversation, so he knows I'm there.
Yeah.
And he knows I can hear what's going on. She says, But I was gonna get. I'm out of wine. He said, I just spent 45 minutes buying your lights. And by the way, it's Sunday. You don't need it. And I'm thinking,
oh my God,
this means that she's had herself a Saturday and a Friday already.
Okay, it's Sunday.
And she says, but I really, you should have gotten me my wine. And he says, now he throws it to some friend, I guess. He says, well, why don't you go over to Deirdre's house and get your wine? And she says, all right, I will. And she goes down the steps and gets in the car, starts it, backs up out of the driveway, rolls down the passenger window, and looks to me and says, your lights look so good. And then, zoom, she's off. And
so she's hammered?
It sounds like it, but who knows? She could be hungover.
Yeah.
But I know she's going to Deirdre's house to get herself some wine. But it's, you know what? I don't like to be watched when I'm doing an activity, particularly an activity I don't enjoy. I just want to put the lights up. He's turning it into a whole community thing. And then this drunk whore comes in.
Oh, my God.
You didn't buy me my wine.
That's so embarrassing.
So things are good.
Kravitz, right, that leans out the window and yells
she
at you,
talks
right?
to you through the screen, Mike. Things are good in Leesburg.
Your lights look great, Rob. I love you.
And then he says the other folks, who think he says, your lights look so good. Why don't you come over and do ours? I said, ha, 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 why don't you do mine?
That poor man.
Fun times.
Life. Yeah.
Good times in Leesburg. We're going to take a break. Come back with news you may not need. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm still Gary Stein.
Yes, he is. And on this week's edition of the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein, we revisit Date Lab. You remember we talked about it last week? Well, we're going to get some answers as to what's going on there from the Washington Post.
We need those answers now.
Yes, we do. And we're going to follow up on a lot of the things we talked about last week. It is chock full of fun.
Mm-hmm.
You can find it at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Mm-hmm. I'm still Gary Stein.
Hi.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by FanDuel.com. The NFL season isn't over yet.
That's right.
If your season-long fantasy football team just ain't cutting it, you can get your spark back by picking a new team every week at FanDuel.com. I was talking to a guy on the golf course the other day that had his nose in his phone because he was setting his lineup, and he was complaining about everybody that got injured and how his team was so depleted, and both his running backs were hurt on Sunday. I said, you got to go to FanDuel.com so you can put a new lineup in every week. Get back in the action. Oh, and by the way, you can win big money while you're at it. Be like John Storrs of New Jersey. The first time he played, at FanDuel.com, he won $60,000.
Wow.
Join him and the hundreds of thousands of others who have already won real money. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues. They'll pay out over $170 million this season. Play for as little as a buck with no upfront fees and no long-term commitment, and the money is real. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to FanDuel.com, click on the microphone. You know the microphone,
sure.
Don't you, people? By now, people! Go click on the microphone and enter the promo code TMOS. They will match your initial deposit up to $200. That is free cash, ladies and gentlemen. Just remember to enter the TMOS code at FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season, FanDuel.com. This offer ends soon, so sign up today.
News.
Joan Rivers left her daughter Melissa in charge of her fortune and left money for some of her favorite charities, including Guide Dogs for the Blind, Jewish Guild Healthcare, and the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. That's
That is so cool, and you know that is a that's a wide variance of different charities.
Yeah,
it's nice when you think of someone who really made her career out of being mean.
Okay,
that could be so nice in perpetuity. That's awesome.
Sweet.
According to Rivers' 2014 will filed in New York State Surrogates Court, the late comedian made Melissa Rivers her will's executor with the broadest and most absolute permissible direction over a fortune that has been estimated as high as $150 million.
Wow.
And I think everybody that watches those two and has seen those two over the years, Melissa would give the $150 million to have her mom back. I think that's almost
obvious. I just didn't know she was so wealthy.
Well, she worked.
I didn't know she had that much money.
She worked and worked and worked. And I think also she was well invested.
if you watch the documentary about Joan Rivers, you think she's out there beating the bushes because she needs the gigs.
Yeah,
because
she's working. Remember that one? I saw the movie after she passed.
Right.
There's
right.
one scene where she's in the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not talking about like a Madison, Wisconsin. Like, it was a town I've never heard of in my life.
This casino hotel in the middle of nowhere.
Yep. Yeah. And she's there. You're like, this woman's on a plane. She's on a van. She's in doing the show. She gets right back on a small plane. And you're like, what is going on here?
She gets heckled at her appearance.
Yes.
You know, she doesn't like
it. She just worked.
I love that documentary. Rapper Earl Warren Hayes and his estranged wife were trying to reconcile, and she was optimistic about their chances only days before Hayes killed her and committed suicide, according to a police detective. The bodies of Hayes and Stephanie Elise Mosley were found Monday morning inside their Park La Brea unit in Fairfax after neighbors reported hearing gunshots and a woman screaming. That's according to
police. Wow, tragic.
So. And I guess Floyd Mayweather apparently was Skyping when that was going on. He was at a basketball game the other night, and it's just a very strange story.
Boy, that guy's always in all the right places, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, and there's stories floating about his relationship with this rapper as to whether maybe he had something to do with ramping this guy up about her cheating. I don't know. Mm. A lot of stuff going on.
Tragic.
The beatdown. Remember we talked about the beatdown that Diddy delivered to Drake in Miami Sunday
night? Yes.
Well, it might not have been as severe as people were initially saying. We're now hearing that Diddy just punched Drake once in the shoulder.
How? Not so hard!
It's like something we do in the fraternity. Boom! Ow! But he went to the hospital because it aggravated an old injury. You don't know what the truth is.
That's,
you don't know. He went to the hospital?
Well, you know what? When you aggravate an old injury, that really doesn't sound like a tough rapper, does it?
It's
like,
yeah, I saw Degrassi. What did he do? All on the set?
No, no. Apparently, they were arguing over a beat, like a rhythm
sample.
Track. Yeah, a sample.
The beef was Drake's new song, 0 to 100, The Catch Up. Sources say a producer gave the beat to both of them, but Diddy sat on it too long, so Drake used it, which Diddy found disrespectful.
Have you heard the song?
No, I haven't.
It's really. Oh wait, I'm sorry. This is not the song.
15 days for Christmas shopping. 15 days to fill.
You can't sit on this.
No, you can't
sit on
this.
It gets stale.
It does.
Hello there.
Hi, Mark.
I got 15 more.
Hi, I'm Diddy.
Hi. Have you done your Christmas shopping? You better hurry up, or
you'll be sorry.
Oh yeah.
That's one of the greatest
ones.
That's
the best
there
one.
You go.
Really is. That's the hit single.
I couldn't agree more. Your company Christmas party is filled with landmines, and a psychotherapist named Lucy Beresford has a strategy for eliminating.
Oh,
Rob
Lucy.
Loves when I read names.
Lucy.
Lucy Beresford has a strategy for eliminating at least one of the big ones. She says, this is just like something about Mary. She says, before your company Christmas party, you need to vigorously...
You
have
clean
to do
the
what
pipes.
Woogie told, clean the pipes. Her advice is actually for women, though. But we think
really?
It applies to men, too. The theory is pretty simple. If you take care of yourself before your party, it'll calm your loins down and help you make a more rational decision on whether to get it on with a coworker.
Mm.
Well, I remember at the WJFK Christmas parties, that usually happened during the party.
If you have a thing for a coworker and we're thinking of using the party as an opportunity to make a move by taking care of yourself, you can focus on flirting at the party and not escalating things, which is a smarter long-term play. You know,
I understand. Are you listening, Mac?
I understand there can be a little sexual charged Christmas party activity.
Yeah. Sure.
Come on. I mean, really, I think really the advice you need at a Christmas party is not to be the drunkest one in the room. That's what you have to
man.
Do.
I don't know. That's the
Sometimes
advice.
You and I, Rob, have probably tied for that honor on a couple of occasions.
I don't know. You know, when you end up in the fountain at the Grand Hyatt, it's not always a bad thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes well, you know, it's okay.
But, you know, when we did it back in the old days at the radio station, you know, if you got the drunkest at the party, you'd win an award. The That's coveted Wendell Hall.
Mike, we called it the Holly.
If you've ever shopped for a new home,
yes.
You know that it can sometimes seem like a wild roller coaster ride. Well, the Dutch real estate company, Huizen Promoter, took that concept quite literally by installing an actual roller coaster throughout the inside and outside of a home on the market.
I'm in.
in.
I am totally in. Potential buyers, get in the coaster car and take off for a ride through the home and then around the outside. They whiz by the kitchen, through the living room, up the stairs, all from the comfort of a roller coaster seat.
Wow.
If you want to just see how this company pulled off the stunt, the company uploaded a making of video to its YouTube page.
Cool.
Homeowner Marjen Kraj says, the company approached her daughter with the idea that they could not turn down. After all, I did want to sell the house. So put the roller coaster.
That's really cool.
Very good. And now a little something something. The police in New Jersey are looking for a guy who's been going around stealing breast pumps.
Oh, no.
He's in this room.
Only breast pumps. He's already hit two Burlington Coat Factory locations.
Oh,
Burlington Coat Factory.
Well, they do stuff other than coats. They do, like, you know, markdown merchandise, too. They're gift
breast
section.
Breast pumps.
Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Sure.
Way to go. Well, he's hit them in Brick Township, New Jersey, and Freehold, New Jersey. The breast pumps sell for over $300 each, so we're thinking he's trying to resell them for cash.
Sure.
I would hope so. not just collecting them with his friends. How do you fence a breast pump, by the way?
No, like you got to find a pregnant woman.
Yeah, who would
it's
know
a lot
that?
Of work.
Who would know no, how to
it's
fence
an untapped
a breast
market.
Pump? You know, I got a solution. Get me Horny Bob Spiewak on the phone.
My pop.
Good one today, Bob, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
HBS, really quality today. Or it might have been. Sometimes he puts out two in a day, doesn't he?
Well, you know, he's not getting any younger.
Take a break and back with the Audio Vault. Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
He's making a list.
Hey, folks, Mickey Coachella here, and I would like to invite you guys to listen to my podcast, It's Mickey, and if you like to listen to fast-paced talk, occasional disagreements, and just all-around interesting stories, I think we're the right show for you. We can be heard right here on the More Broadcasting Network, or you can just go to itsmickey.com. That's itsmickey.com. So give us a listen and join in on the fun. If nothing else, you'll love laughing at what a moron I can be. That's itsmickey.com and It's Mickey on iTunes.
Remember, that is on iTunes. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Music bed on that promo, Mickey. What is that?
It's a little Caribbean flavor.
It is. It's nice.
This portion of the show brought to you by Mangrate. Oscar, everything humming over at the Mangrate factory?
Absolutely. It's important to know, people have been asking if the one-third off is still the $19.99 price. It's still $19.99.
Oh, fantastic.
And remember, if you order four grates, you get the fourth one free.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's an incredible deal. Head over to mangrate.com. Enter the coupon code TMOS checkout. They're 100% cast iron, 100% made in the USA. And don't forget, it's the $19.99 special. Order four, and you get a fourth one free by using coupon code TMOS. That's the Man Grape. Happy grilling, everybody.
Get on it.
Mike, you all know right. What you can't grill? You cannot grill a fruitcake.
No, you can't. Oh, my God. That's right, Robin.
Want to do that?
Fruitcake. It's time to give away another fruitcake. We got to do that right now. Fruitcake. Thank you for reminding me. I
not
forgotten.
At all. Got to stay ahead of it. It's the progressive fruitcake jackpot, Mike.
Our progressive fruitcake jackpot letter of the day, ladies and gentlemen. A little holiday story for you. This comes to us from John Berger. Here we go. Running to the window, he opened it and put out his stirring cold piping for the blood. Let me start again.
Okay.
Running to the window, he opened it and put out his stirring cold piping for the blood to dance to. Golden sunlight, heavenly sky, sweet fresh air, merry bells, oh glorious. What the hell is he writing
here? This is Dickens. Keep going. You'll get it.
What's today? Cried O'Mara, calling downward to a Bolivian boy staring up from his smartphone. Kay? Returned the boy with his eyes aglow with wonder. What's today, my fine fellow? Said O'Mara. Today, replied Oscar. Why, Christmas Day. It's Christmas Day, said O'Mara to himself. I haven't missed it. The More Network did it all in one night. They can do anything they like. Of course they can. Hello, my fine fellow.
Hello,
returned the boy. Do you know the Spiewaks in Leesburg at the corner? O'Mara inquired. Chess, replied the lad. An intelligent boy, said O'Mara. A remarkable boy. Do you know whether they've sold the prize fruitcake that was hanging up there? Not the little fruitcake, the big one. What? The one as big as me? Returned Oscar. What a delightful boy, said O'Mara. It's a pleasure to talk to him. Yes, my buck. Is this the real Dickens text?
Yeah, it is.
It's weird,
so
isn't
great.
It? It's sitting there now, replied the boy. Is it? Said O'Mara. Collect it, and let us call a fan toward it to him. Happy holidays to all of you from your fan in Seattle, John Berger. Let's call John Berger right now.
I thought that was so clever.
What an effort. What an effort.
Yeah, I like it.
Yep.
What a fine boy.
He worked hard for his fruitcake. Let's see if he's home or if he leaves it on his answering machine.
Chess.
Which was a great joy for us yesterday. We're two for two, by the way.
Yes.
Kind of tells me what the show's all up to.
Well, it's a big
change.
Ooh.
John Berger.
Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, sir, my good fellow.
I get a fruitcake.
Superlative effort. We do appreciate the Dickens. I didn't know what the hell was going on at the beginning because I don't read, I'm illiterate. So I read that, and then Rob informed me that it was a Dickens thing. So, John, you made the effort. We are 3 for 3 this year on fruitcakes, which tells me things are going quite well for the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm pretty happy about this.
This is good stuff.
Mike, if you have problems with the literacy, you can always give it to Oscar. Oh, wait, never mind.
Okay, thank you. Oh, he's still good.
Let's try not to hang up on this guy.
John, congratulations. We will send your fruitcake out post-haste, okay?
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Oscar. Thank you, Pony. Happy holidays, boy.
Merry Christmas, John.
Merry Christmas, John Berger. That's awesome. That's good stuff. Now, without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Wednesday, December 9th, 2014. We ate up all your time there, Rob.
You know what? It was worth it for a great winner. I still got time to play what's important today. The Toronto Maple Leafs have a hockey player on their team, Jonathan Bernier, maybe, or Bernier. Do you know his name?
Bernier.
He was at a benefit this week for Nelson Mandela. It has been 1 year since Nelson Mandela passed away, and when he was at the benefit, they asked him what Nelson Mandela meant to him. I'm not so sure he read the pamphlet.
No. Just wanted to ask you, I mean, obviously Nelson Mandela, one of the most significant historical figures of the 20th century, what knowledge or awareness did you have of him growing up, or when did you learn of him?
Well, obviously growing up, he's one of the most known athletes in the world, and a lot of impact in any kind of sport that he did, and even playing hockey, everyone knows him, right? From being the type of person that he was off the ice and on the ice. And it's so unfortunate that he passed away a year ago, but, he changed a lot while he was with us, and he's a tremendous guy.
I love that for two reasons.
That's
first
not
of
a
all,
fair question. The man plays hockey, for God's
sake.
Yeah,
but thing still, is don't fake it if you don't know it.
And he has that great accent, like from Slapshot, then you feel shame.
There you go. He was a great player off and on the ice and that is
does he look like a hockey player?
Yeah,
that's as French-Canadian as it gets. That is
Well, everyone will agree.
Reminds me of my maternal grandfather. I had him sing the Tiny Tim song. He goes, "Tiptoe, true to daisy."
But he did bring up, he brought up a great point. If you really wanted to understand Nelson Mandela, get to know him off the ice. This tape is so horrifying to anyone who has a daughter. Kendra Wilkinson was on a British reality show. I think it's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah.
And she talks about what happened when she turned 18, the amount of money she made in 6 months just because she turned 18.
In the United States, when you turn 18, you're allowed to go and get your stripper license. So when I turned 18, I went and did that, and then it took off, and my clothes took off too. My first night there, I made $4,000.
Bloody hell.
Just by sitting with a guy, because this guy, I was a new girl, and he just wanted to sit with me and get to know me. When I was a stripper, I didn't know what to do, how to do it. I just kind of walked around the pole, took my clothes off, and just, give a little something, and then the money just came flying at you. Wow. I started stripping at 18. I went to the mansion at 18, so I only stripped
for... You didn't do it for very long.
No, I only stripped for a couple months.
Jesus.
But I made, bang, just cash, cash everywhere. I'm like, I don't know what to do with it. Like, I didn't know what to do with it. I only stripped for a good, 6 months, and I probably made up to, I would say 500 grand. Registering to be a stripper and registering for a gun are the easiest two things you could do in America.
Who knew you had to register to be a stripper?
Oh. She's a lady.
Also, think about
what
IRS agents now going to say. Hey,
you made
$500,000 in cash?
Right.
Let's do the math. Do Why would you even talk about
the
that?
The amazing thing is think of $500,000 in $1 bills.
Do you know what stuck with me in that clip you played? I'm wondering, she was walking around the pool and stripping?
Where no,
that
pole.
Pole.
Oh, the pole.
Yeah, her diction is lacking.
I forgot it was pool.
If you look at her when she's 18, she just looks too young. Like, that's not something that's attractive, you know? It's not what you see in Playboy.
Clearly. And incidentally, if you're imitating Kendra here, it's not stripping, it's stripping.
Stripping and getting
a gun. I was stripping.
And when you're 18, you can start stripping and getting a gun.
Hey, where are you from, WAVA winner? Sterling.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
We got to get out of here.
Sterling.
Sterling. I'll never forget it. Swear to God. That's like 25 years ago. I will never forget that as long as I live. Sterling. Thanks, darling.
Darling.
Hey, everybody. I want to mention, as we get out of here today, our show is brought to you by Mack Weldon.
Yes.
Men's underwear has been basically the same for a half century, but now it's time to change your underwear. Be like Oscar Santana. He wears Mack Weldon every day. MackWeldon.com. They've revolutionized men's underwear. An amazing fabric blend that holds its shape and won't ride up. A no-roll waistband and cool zones for added comfort. Also, undershirts that stay tucked in, won't bunch up, and are cut so they won't show under your button shirt. Perfect for the metrosexual man.
Exactly.
And their socks, seamless with cushioned footbeds. They're good for everybody. I love my Mack Weldon socks. And I love my Mack Weldon boxers as well. They're comfortable, and the socks stay up always. I wear them all the time. Go to MackWeldon.com. Check out their multi-packs and their trial packs. Order it and try it on. Not impressed? Mack Weldon will send you another size or a refund and let you keep the pair you tried on.
Guaranteed.
The more you buy, the more you save. Forget crowded department stores and waiting for special sales. Just visit MackWeldon.com. Remember that name, MackWeldon.com. MackWeldon.com. For Oscar and Rob, Mike saying bye-bye, everybody.
See ya.
Ciao, ciao.
Please remember to check out Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Since they compare the rates for you, they do all the work and all you have to do is save the money. Just visit SmartTerm.com or call 866-347-5748. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or SmartTerm.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.